Welcome everybody, Shir number 1255. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas Moshe, Dov, Ben Rabban Zis, Lilu Nishmas Blima, Basra Moshe, and the Rafu Shalema, Rafal Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malach of Chayresh, plowing. Okay, so I just wanted to read, we spoke about last Shir, we brought down from the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, in reference to the, he wanted to say that this whole, the whole Issa that we're talking about on a dirt ground, playing ball, marble, marbles, nuts, and these type of things is only whereby somebody's actually playing a game. But if it's just you rolled something to somebody, to roll something on a ground, that is not the Issa. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, now a Simon Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Hey, that's where he, how he opens up, actually. If you look at the Lashon, he opens up that Ein Soicha Kim Be'Agoizim, not that one should not play. One should not play with nuts. He doesn't talk really so much about rolling. That's where we spoke about last time, where the Mishnah Berurah says that they're gonna, what is this game called? That you roll it, they knock one into another, like we spoke about last year, and whereby the Mishnah Berurah says that we're afraid that the Gezeria might come to straighten out the ground. So that's what he brings down, the interesting point to say for Shabbos B'Shabbat. It's only in a game setting, but just if somebody had rolled something to somebody, or they, whatever the case is, or like, it's, why is it any different than rolling a carriage possibly? But you roll something on the ground, and it was a one-time deal, right? There's no games involved. When it's a game, we're afraid they're going to come to straighten out. But if it's just somebody rolled, that's not the issue. The issue was mamish in a game setting, or we mentioned last time, children playing with little cars outside, possibly children that are the age of chinuch or whatever the case is, or an adult to play with them, playing with cars, and it's a playing atmosphere. In other words, they're playing with the cars in a game. So again, the same thing. Even though the car might not be different so much than the carriage, but over here we're afraid you might come to make grooves in the ground. Okay, so now just to move on to the other point, which is the Mishnah Berurah we spoke about last time, that over here there's a gzeira, that we're afraid, but on top of a so we said if it's on top of a mat, on top of a beged, right, on top of somebody put down a garment or something, cloth, a mat, or there's wood down there or something like that, so then that's fine. But if it's on top of like a pavement, that mamish a hard floor, let's say outside over here, this floor is dirt and the other floor is a regular pavement floor, so then even over there itaka would be usher to do. So he brings down, just to go through that part, now moving on to the pavement part, so he brings down also the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai on page Shin Pei Beis, that playing also in a chotzer, playing in a yard that is pavement, and especially, we'll talk about the other way, but especially in a place, B'makam She'ein Roy for Irmer Sefes, B'chein Makam Zed, the most yards or many yards are not paved, so then it's mamish aser medina to do that, to play these games even on a pavement yard. You might have like in the country or whatever the case is, if it's a place and time whereby most houses don't have, they have dirt yards or so on. Okay, so like again, like in the country. Now, what about in the city, and what about inside of a house? How does that work? So we established the fact that we said on a table that was fine, right? Somebody does all these things. I'll play marbles. I'll play rolling balls, cars, these things on a table that we said is no problem. So just to backtrack a minute, I just want to go through from the Sefer Shabbos home. He brings down some interesting examples in reference to our malacha, in reference to our what we are talking about with rolling items and in reference to playing and so on. He brings down on page 254 the Sefer Shabbos home. He says like this, in the poskim prohibited rolling a ball or similar object, and we saw the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat, in general in a game. I mean, usually these things are in a in a game setting. The poskim prohibited rolling a ball or similar object in on an earthen surface because of the concern that one may level the ground to provide a smooth surface on which to roll the ball. Therefore, it's forbidden. So he brings down just a couple of examples before we go further. Now we're talking about still on the outside. Somebody wants to play soccer. Therefore, it will be also to play soccer outside, right? Even if there is a Erev, there's no question of carrying over here, right? As we all know, soccer, there's a ball rolling, and that's the game. You have to roll the ball, kick the ball, roll the ball. not allowed to play soccer on a dirt ground. We'll talk about a hard surface soon. Similar basketball, he says. Playing basketball, again, in the case in time where there's an Erev, the carrying is not the issue. It's a question right now of the ground. Similar, playing basketball on an earthen surface is also awesome because the game cannot be properly played on an uneven surface. Notice how the basketball is not really so much rolling, even though it's bouncing, but we saw even by the cars, playing small cars, you know, a person like the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat brought down, you want to roll the car on the ground, that's part, you want to have a smooth surface, right? So it's all part of the same gezeira. Same thing with playing basketball. It's very hard to play basketball if it's a bumpy road. You know, you're running and bouncing the ball. If it hits the wrong bump, it's going to bounce the wrong way. So you want to smoothen out the ground. So one might come to do that on Shabbos. So this all falls under the same gezeira. Similarly, playing basketball on an earthen surface would be usur because the game cannot be properly played on an uneven surface, even though it's not like soccer you have is rolling a ball. Basketball is more bouncing, but it's the same concept. Hence the concern that one may level the ground and transgress the malacha of building or chayresh, or plowing, whatever the case is, depending on what, when, and where, would be in effect. Okay, so now he brings down, in accordance with what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. So we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that also on the concrete, right? Even on a concrete area, that would be a problem. So he brings down like that also does the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 255. Accordingly, one is also forbidden to play soccer or basketball, even on a concrete surface. Like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, we're afraid one might come to mix it up very easily. Again, we'll let you play on a concrete surface. They'll mix it up with a dirt surface, so calling one to play soccer or basketball on a concrete surface is not allowed to be done also. But he just ends off with that which we saw from the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. Right, so that which we saw from the Mishnah Berurah, all authorities, he says, everybody agrees that one is allowed to roll a ball on a covered, one is going to roll, play these game, these rolling games, marbles, balls, whatever the case is. One is allowed to roll a ball on a covered floor, meaning it's carpeted. It's not, you have pavement with, you have dirt's the problem and regular pavement. But if it's carpeted, right, a carpeted floor, let's say, or a mat, these type of things, a carpet, a mat, it's the same type of thing. The rabbinic ban applies only to an uncovered floor. Okay, that's what we spoke about in the Mishnah Berurah. It applies to an uncovered floor, even though it's a hard surface outside. We'll talk about inside. But outside, definitely an uncovered floor or a dirt floor, it applies in both cases, which might be confused with an earthen floor, right? You have the pavement, you have non-pavement. A covered floor will surely not be mistaken for an earthen floor, right? I have a carpet, I have a mat over here, I have boards, so I'm not going to come to mix it up. It's only over here is a floor, there's a floor. This is hard. This is the other one is soft. This is hard. The other one is dirt. So over there we have a problem. But over here, where I see, one second, there's a mat, there's a board, there's a canvas or something on the ground covering so that that we have no problem with, and these games would be allowed if somebody, whatever the case is, rolls these cars, balls, games, a marble, whatever the case is, even in a game form. In these areas, assuming, of course, in a place and time of Erev would be fine as far as the Malach of Chayrish goes and Boina. Okay, I just want to mention one thing. All these things we talk about, soccer, basketball, we're not getting into right now is that the right thing to do on Shabbos? Could that be possibly Zilzil Shabbos? We're not getting into that, depending time, situation, whatever the case is. Right now, I'm trying to stick to the, what is the problem? What is the gezeira al chayresh or boina, and on what type of a floor? That is a totally separate thing. Maybe we'll talk about one day, it's a separate thing. But as far as the, where the issues apply, as far as a pavement, non-pavement, as far as chayresh, the melech of chayresh, and a little bit boina building, that is what we are stressing now, and where the issur is, where the issur would apply, where the issur wouldn't apply. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch Kol Tuv.